Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is just in. We have new comments now from the Astros owner, apparently addressing his apology to the Yankees for cheating them out of a World Series.
Hey, Yankees, you can take your apology out of your trophy and shove it straight up your ass.
More at 93.7thefan.com. Jeff Hathorn on the home of the Pitt Panthers and Pirates, KDKA-FM.
That was tremendous.
That's pretty much what he said.
How about him? There was another quote from old Jim Crane who said, "I don't think I should be held accountable."
Yeah.
The owner of the business. The arrogance is just amazing to me here.
Oh, you're seeing it. I mean, we saw little things from them, the way their assistant GM acted towards a female reporter.
Exactly.
I mean,
yes.
It's just it's a operation rife with scums.
It's one of the most reprehensible organizations I've ever seen in sports.
And has anybody taken more of a beating than their PR staff and whoever they have?
As they should.
Whoever they have advising them on the PR to this
and
is just,
you know what?
Brutal.
It sounds
going
like
way
it's
back,
the owner.
Going way back to, you know, the assistant GM but, ridiculing the reporter.
And you know what? The PR people can be great, but if the owner is telling them this is how what you
right,
have
right,
to do.
Right, right.
The owner of any business creates the culture, right?
Yes.
The least he can do, if he didn't know anything about this, that this was happening, the least he can do is be at the forefront of legitimate and sincere apologies on the organization's behalf.
So
instead, he's pulling this crap.
Right. So baseball started by throwing out this ludicrous playoff thing to try to divert your attention. What are they going to do now? They're going to say there's only going to be one strike in the game to try to get everybody off this?
I don't know. I don't know what's next.
Manfred's going to try now.
And I do believe, part of me believes that was just a smokescreen they threw
absolutely.
Out the other day.
Oh, yeah. Got everybody talking about it and off the Astros.
Even for one day. But now the Astros waited a day. Major League Baseball, I think, mistimed that playoff story because they thought, okay, spring training's opening. Let's get people talking about this. Then the Astros said nobody's talking on the first day, so it's today instead. And now it's back to that, and it's 10 times worse.
It's a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Although I will say, who was it? Correa, Ron?
Correa apologized.
His apology,
legitimate. It sounded like a legitimate apology.
It did. It was the closest thing to sincere regret that I heard from them, and we probably cost other players and things like that. The problem with his is he only references 2017. It's starting to become very clear that this went up through last season. Right?
Yeah. He also vehemently denied any buzzers or anything like that.
What do you think about the buzzers, Jeff?
Oh, I think it happened. Why would Altuve act like that? But like Adele did with the videotapes, MLB doesn't want any of that coming out, so they destroyed all that.
The buzzers are probably at the bottom of the ocean somewhere.
Probably.
Right?
Did you see Gary Sanchez, the Yankees catcher's response to that?
No, I didn't.
He was talking about how Altuve said he was shy. He didn't want his shirt ripped off. His wife would be embarrassed. And Sanchez said, if I just hit a home run to put my team in the World Series, they could rip my pants off. They could take anything off.
Reese McGuire's for them.
You know what I would be asking? All the guys who have complaints and the guy who brought the lawsuit, Sanchez, Chapman, I would ask every one of them as a follow-up question, are you glad then that Mike Fiers ratted them out? And any other answer than yes. If they said, no, you can't do that, then I would say, I'm going to take what you just said and I'm not going to use it in my publication because it's rendered meaningless to me. Either you're happy the guy ratted him out and that it now gives you legitimacy to say they ripped you off or nothing you say matters.
It's a really good question.
Do you agree with that, Ron?
Yeah, I do. And I think a lot of players look at it both ways. They hate Fiers for doing it. They hate rats. But they're glad it's out. I think you can feel both ways about it, right? Maybe you got to feel stronger one way or the other.
I think in the end you have to be glad that he came out if you're going to be
they
a
are
guy
glad,
if
but they hate
bitch
the
and
fact
moan
that
about it.
They hate that somebody actually ratted.
See,
them.
Then I don't think you can have it both ways. If they feel they were ripped off, why didn't they come out and say something?
Because nobody likes a rat.
Because nobody had the guts to call them out like he did.
Maybe that could be.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Appreciate the time, horse.
Did you hear that, Jeff? The 10-year anniversary is coming up tomorrow, and we've got a whole bunch of treats. Ron, I mentioned Hard Knocks and that there's another team out there that certainly doesn't sound like they would be averse to it, and that's the Cardinals. Their owner, Michael Bidwill, says, we're always going to listen to everything. We've done a good job being available and volunteering to do things, so we'll see where we end up. Sounds like they want to do it. The candidates here, you have to fit a certain criterion. You
There's
have
only
to,
like four, right?
Yeah, you have to, I don't know what the criterion is. You have to have not made the playoffs in 2 years or
not
something like that.
Not have a new coach.
Yeah.
And not have it done it in the last 10 years.
Thank you. The Cardinals are one. Lions, Broncos, Jags, and Steelers. There's not even a choice there, is
Every
there?
One of those is boring compared to the Steelers.
Yes. There has to unless the league and the Steelers can come to some other agreement, unless the Steelers are willing to give in on something else, like, I don't know, a trip to Mexico to play, something like that.
Well, they've already said they'll do that.
Yeah. Maybe they can work out a deal with the league to avoid
Hard Knocks.
Somebody
said to me, remember, was it 2 years ago that the Steelers played on every holiday, Thanksgiving,
yeah,
Christmas, and New Year's Day.
Yep.
And they took one for the league. They by doing that, and maybe the league says, you know what? We appreciate it. We're not going to make you do
yeah.
it. You know they don't want Hard Knocks.
Oh,
so.
My God, they don't. Although part of me wonders if Tomlin, knowing sort of his MO, is like, you know what? We brought this on ourselves. Bring it on, you know?
And they also have, editing privileges, too.
Sure.
Although the Browns had editing privileges, and the coach, Hugh Jackson, you heard he was the head coach?
Yeah, they couldn't even do that right.
They couldn't even edit it right. They look like fools with that stuff with he and Todd Haley.
Man, did he reveal himself as an insecure leader to the entire world in that show.
How many times did he say, I'm the head coach?
So what other one would attract you there, Ron?
None.
If you're HBO, put it in order. What would be your second choice behind the Steelers?
Give me you said Jacksonville?
Jacksonville?
Not a Bill. They're giving up two home games. So lack of interest down in their own community.
I don't even remember anybody who plays for Jacksonville.
You know, used to be Jalen Ramsey, right?
They're the worst choice by far, I think.
Detroit? What do they got?
Nothing, really.
Nothing, okay. Denver? Denver's nothing. A horrible franchise.
Of course, would they make
horrible
for a good show?
Franchise.
We have a lifelong Broncos fan in our midst here. Would they be a good show on HBO? They would be okay, Ron. Von Miller would be good.
Elway.
Lindsay. Philip Lindsay.
Elway.
Nobody Drew cares Locke. About him or Drew Locke.
People like Drew Locke.
Is he a good personality?
Yes.
It wouldn't be bad, Ron. Denver.
Arizona with Kyler Murray.
They would be
Larry Fitzgerald.
Second. Yes.
They wouldn't be bad.
They would be the second most interesting, but it's not even close.
To me, with the Steelers, first of all, the only one in that group that's won six Super Bowls is the Steelers.
Yeah.
And the way they've done business over the years, kind of regarded as one of the model franchises.
Ben's comeback.
Ben
is everything.
Ben's comeback, plus the fact they've been very dysfunctional the last number of years. It would be
made
terrific.
For television.
Yep. I'll be shocked if it's not them.
Ron, did you see Ben's beard?
It was at the West Virginia game, wasn't it?
With Ryan Switzer, yes.
Yeah, and the two wives. Yeah, I saw. I didn't see his beard. He hasn't shaved.
It's unbelievable, Ron.
Now, did I hear, did he put on the Mountaineer hat last night?
I didn't see that.
I was told he did. I was told he did. I didn't see it, but he did put on the Mountaineer, like the musket hat,
Did he really?
The Mountaineer.
That's awesome. I have not.
He looked like a Mountaineer last night with that beard.
Horse, I have not seen a beard like this. This beats Kiesel. I mean, this thing it's grown a life of its own.
Needs its own Twitter page.
I think it does. Isn't it beautiful, by the way, that AB apologized via a medium that Ben's never on, which is Instagram, Ron?
He's never on any of them.
Do you believe he doesn't monitor them at all?
I think he gets some stuff gets called to his attention, maybe. I don't think he lives on there by any chance. Speaking of which, you mentioned Kiesel. Tonight is the 10th and final, I believe final, shear to beard.
He should shear Ben's beard tonight.
Jurgles. He's raised so much money for Children's Hospital.
Awesome. Yes.
And I did a big piece on him last year doing this. I've done a number of pieces. I respect so much what he has given back to this community. And tonight, I believe, is the last one, the 10th and final one. He's still overwhelmed that this thing sells out. How many years has he been gone? 3, 4, 5 years he's been gone? And this is still a huge night. All the Steeler people come out. Tomlin will probably be there tonight. James Harrison came, I think, last year. Ben has been there on a number of years. Maybe he'll come tonight.
What if he shears Ben's beard? What if that's the big surprise on the final night?
Wouldn't that be? It's always at Jurgles. Rick Jurgel and his staff do a fabulous job with it. But I have such great respect for Kiesel and what he has given it back. He's raised just countless dollars for Children's Hospital, and I can't think of a better cause. Congrats to him, and maybe they'll be able to talk him into it. Maybe they'll be able to talk him into it again.
Do you still have your own corner there, Ron? Cook's Corner?
No, I don't anymore, no. They had to move on, remodel a little bit. I was just honored and immensely grateful to have it for a period of years.
I'll never forget the night we did the Uncensored there, and you literally had a king's throne that you sat in above everybody. Do you remember that?
I do. Zeiss just sent me a picture.
Yeah? Of you, Ben, at Jurgles?
Of Ben sitting next to the mountaineer, and Ben has on the hat.
Did he fire the musket? That's the question.
The guy's
now
holding the musket, but not Ben. I'll show it to you during my... I think it came from Steelers Depot, Zeiss sent me. If you check it out, it's pretty good.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ron, I've been teasing toward the Penguins' lines, I think, for 9 straight segments. We will talk about that next, because I have an idea for the so-called fourth line when everybody's healthy. That's up next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.